Arte da ascoltare. Radio Papesse al Festival dell'Arte Contemporanea. Insieme a Carlos Basualdo ha aperto il Festival di Faenza, inaugurando il ciclo dedicato alle opere con Sibole, il lavoro realizzato per la Unilever Series della Tate Modern. È Doris Salcedo e in questa breve intervista parla della responsabilità di un artista che scelga di raccontare la storia attraverso storie private di sofferenza, di quelle vittime colombiane e non solo, che hanno perso la loro voce, della necessità di esserne coinvolti emotivamente, della speranza che non muore e risiede proprio in quanti, scrittori, pensatori e artisti, decidano di raccogliere la memoria e raccontarla.
Well, I think people who have been unseen, unheard, totally ignored, always welcome the fact that somebody is interested in their own experience. So they are very generous and they are very open and they are willing to share it with me in this case. But they are willing to share it in general with anybody who's willing to listen, because nobody's willing to listen to those experiences. So they are always there, sharing everything, telling their story in such way that allows me to work. I mean, they give me everything. They are a requirement so my work can exist. Without their experience, my work would never exist. It's very important not to maintain any distance, because if you want to be in the world, in their world, in our world, because we all live in the same world, we have to be there. The philosopher Emmanuel Levinas says that the dramatic event of being in the world is to be engulfed by that which one sees and that which one is thinking about. So it's very important to be involved, deeply involved. Sometimes it is possible to connect twice. Sometimes it is impossible because people are, in most cases, people are being displaced and they are unstable. They don't have one, they're not living in one place. And in some cases, I think they see the work, they feel proud that somebody, in a way, is telling about them, is talking about them, is acknowledging their existence, which is the main purpose. Hölderlin, the poet, said that he who most deeply thought, most deeply felt. So I think thinking and feeling is connected. I don't think those are disconnected. And they have to be connected when looking at a work of art. So I don't establish this difference. This connection of thinking and feeling is very, very important. So the viewer comes to a work of art where the thwarted life of a victim is present, but this person comes with memories of pain. We all have memories of pain. So what the work does is that it allows the encounter between memories of pain that the piece is presenting and our own memories of pain. I don't talk about Colombia only. I think the world is pretty much the same everywhere. You have a lot of people dying when crossing borders, arriving at Italian shores. You have people dying and you see the dead corpses there, and sometimes there is no sensibility to receive this pain. So I don't think the pain and the lack of memory is especially important in Colombia. I think it is the same all over the world, and all over the world you have a very strong response to memory. There are so many people who have died unheard, whose voices haunt our history with their repressed memory. But for a lot of people it's very important to keep that memory repressed. You can see now what is happening in Spain with the Judge Garzón. Because he wanted to open up these common graves in Valencia and let the memory these graves are keeping for so long, allowing this memory to be heard, immediately strong forces came to silence him. So I think it's the same all over the world. It's not specific to the country where I was born. and where I work.
Abis, Castello di Rivoli, Torino.
It was a site-specific project, so it came from the history of the Castello di Rivoli on the one hand, and from the conditions of immigrants who had become slave workers in Italy. So I was interviewing, researching about contemporary slave work and also the history of the building. So they both came together in this piece that I think it's a way of decoding the history of the Castello di Rivoli. It doesn't hide anything, it tells, it marks, it tells the history of the building. Monuments are built by nations who want to honor their heroes. It's a public monument. A memorial, on the other hand, it's something that can be done not by the state, not by a nation or a community, but by individuals who want to remember the death. Because memorials are humble. They don't require, not only that they are not given the same kind of space, they don't require the same kind of space. But you can make your own memorial. It can be sort of private. The nature of these pieces is that they are humble. I'm trying to remember a quote by Giorgio Agamben. He said something like that when, I don't remember exactly, but something like when the victim is capable of narrating its own life, maybe in the oppressive way that life took place, then life continues, life goes on. Just the very fact that these stories are told is a continuation of life. We cannot narrate those stories in a fanciful and a wonderful way. No, because life was not like that. And we have to be faithful to the nature of this life. But as long as there are artists, writers, thinkers narrating history again and again and again, life continues. And that is exactly where hope resides.
Radio Papesse.org